Shelley Fraser Mickle's remembering today is about that mainstay of every child's diet, the cookie, and how it crumbles.
This is National Cookie Month, but I really think every month is Cookie Month because where would we be without the cookie? No child grows up without having a long personal history with the cookie. In fact, there is no history of this delightful and most necessary treat. Well, come on, let's call it what it really is, this basic food, and how it came about. Plug in the word cookie on the internet, and you come up with stuff that isn't even related. Look up cookie in the encyclopedia, and the word is skipped over altogether. The only hard fact you can ever find out about a cookie is that it came from a Middle Dutch word that meant flat cake. So you see, the cookie's whole past history is a mystery, and this leads me to know the real truth. That wasn't an apple Eve offered Adam. No, I'm just not quite sure if it was a Toll House chocolate chip or an Oreo. Only Adam could tell us that, unless he was one of those rarest of men who prefer ginger snaps. Probably ever afterward he was begging Eve for more cookies, too, and this reminds me of my young neighbor Jerry Dale, who grew up on my street when I was in elementary school. Jerry Dale was only 4 years old, but every day he ran out of the house to play with us bigger kids, and we had to work hard to get rid of him. Jerry was small, with reddish-blonde hair, eyelashes so light they didn't even seem to be there, and with skin the color of a biscuit. We promised him a cookie if he went somewhere and brought us back something, like the drugstore for a popsicle, or to the dime store for more caps for our cap guns, or to somewhere where we'd left a school book or our homework, and then we'd tell Jerry, "Come over later and I'll give you the cookie." By the time Jerry was in the second grade, he'd wised up. He refused to go anywhere for any cookie we'd promised, which led me to believe that Jerry had finally turned into one tough cookie. But then he proved me both right and wrong when one day he delivered me a bill. I owed him 3,432 cookies. So today, in National Cookie Month, let's hear it for the cookie, or better yet, for Jerry, who became not just one tough cookie, but a smart one as well.